This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Back to the phone lines. We'll talk first to Alan in Brentwood, Tennessee. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Hank. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I have a friend that I met after many years of not communicating with him, who told me after his wife's three-year bout with cancer and the lack of answered prayer on her behalf, that he basically cursed God. He says he has been a believer since he was 12 when he was baptized. And I wondered, what can I do to try to help him through this and to get back on track?
What you need to do is demonstrate to your friend that Christianity never pretends to give us a peaceful way to come to terms with the difficulties of life, including losing your wife to cancer or some other dread disease. But what it does give us is something far greater, a way to look beyond the pain in the temporary world to a world in which there will no longer be pain, where destruction, death, decay, and disease is forever eradicated. That's called having an eternal perspective, and that is not a vain dream. It is a reality rooted in resurrection. Christ rose, and that is the earnest of our resurrection. So for your friend, for his wife, for you, for me, we all have a certain destiny, and that is we will be raised from the dead. That's what Jesus Christ said. He said, do not be amazed at this. A time is coming when all who are in the graves will come out. Some will rise to live, and some will rise to be eternally condemned. So we look forward to a time in which destruction and disease are no longer part of the planet. But in the meantime, we know that God has a reason for everything, and that all things work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purposes. Which is to say that even Job, who suffered more in a single day than most of us suffer in a lifetime, in the end was accosted by the reality that he does not understand what's going on in the heavenlies, but that God has shown him enough of his nature where he is able to trust him. So Christianity isn't equipped to answer the why question. It is equipped to teach us to trust God in the midst of our whys.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.